Later.
Myself, sorry.
All right, we're here for a pre-hearing conference to address scheduling and procedural matters for MUP 17018. It's an appeal by David Mooring of a short subdivision decision. I'm Ryan Vansel, the deputy hearing examiner of a short, for the Seattle Hearing Examiner's Office, and I'll be presiding over the matter today. If I could ask that all food and drink and cell phones be put away, we can proceed.
So I have to look at the calendar.
Yeah.
I was just about to look at the calendar.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
I have on my list to address today pre-hearing motions, if there's any discovery, witnesses, and exhibits, and what number of them you have, issue clarification, and, of course, the hearing date, and if there's anything else that the parties want to address.
I don't believe so. Okay. My perspective.
Anything from the city?
No.
Anything from appellants other than what I've listed?
Nothing else.
Okay. Why don't I start with the question about pre-hearing motions. Is there any plan to bring pre-hearing motions?
We would propose or plan to file a motion to dismiss.
Okay. So the applicants. Oh, I'm sorry. I should ask everyone to introduce themselves as well. We'll start with
I'm Sam Jacobs at Helsel Fetterman representing the applicant.
Debbie Akbari at Helsel Fetterman representing the applicant.
David Graves at the city.
Rob McVickers, Build Sound. I believe the applicant.
Dave Mooring, appellant.
And Gregory Ursich, attorney for appellant.
Great.
Of Inslee Bass, sorry, my law firm.
All right. So getting back to it, applicant's representative is proposing a pre-hearing motion. Anything from the city?
I think we will be submitting a similar motion.
Okay. And what about appellants? Do you have any plans for any pre-hearing motion activity?
Oh, it seems to be enough motion activity. I'll be dealing with their motions.
All right.
Does the city plan to find its own separate motion to dismiss?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Let's see. Is there any need for discovery?
Not that we're aware of.
That we're aware of. I think it's all in the file.
Okay.
City's file.
All right. Normally we don't get involved in it, but I like to ask just for knowing whether there's enough time to get that done and get to the hearing. So coming to the actual hearing then, Mr. Ursich, what are you proposing for witnesses and exhibits? Let's start with witnesses. What do you think?
I think probably David Graves from the city and client, Mr. Dave Mooring,
okay.
And the exhibits that would be consisting of emails in the city's emails within the city's file.
And you don't have to detail them now, just volume-wise. What do you?
Oh,
tens, hundreds.
Oh, not hundreds. I'd probably say between 10 to 30. That'd be all right. Yeah,
okay.
10 to 30 exhibits.
Okay. About the city.
We don't plan any. Well, I would be the only witness for the city.
Okay. So there's overlap in that one witness.
Yes. Number of exhibits, maybe 10.
Okay. But the applicant.
Not certain at this point. It largely depends on as the case develops what we see, but probably several witnesses. Mr. Graves would be one, potentially someone else from DCI, and then probably our client.
Okay.
And in the exhibits, I suspect there would be a great overlap between the exhibits that the appellant submits and what the city submits and what we submit, because I suspect that I may be wrong about this, but I suspect there's not a lot of disagreement about facts in this case. It's really a question of the legal implications, code implications related to those facts.
Okay. So it sounds like, with all the overlap with Mr. Graves, that there's three additional witnesses or so. So we'd have maybe four witnesses, some tens south of 40 or 50 exhibits. Do council have a sense of how much time they think the hearing would take?
I would hope less than a day. My presentation probably would be 2 hours, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking probably a half day, but to be safe, it might be safer to better to schedule a full day, because I know your hearing schedule is such that if we don't finish within the allotted time, it gets probably kicked a long time, which is not in
right.
anybody's interest.
Right.
So we would probably propose a full day, allocating a full day.
All right. One reason I asked is it seemed like a potential half day matter as well, and if we schedule it for a full day, then we're looking at July. I have a couple of half days in the last week of June. So, say the June 27th from 1 to 5, if we don't finish in that at time, I don't remember the 27th. I think that was a Tuesday. And then the Thursday, the 29th, we could do another 4 hours then.
Okay.
Pick it up.
Does that work?
Rather than having you wait another.
That works for the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check my calendar. I have a trial in June, so.
And on the 29th, was the half day in the morning or afternoon?
That's the morning.
Okay.
So, and I'm typically, we don't start till 9 because we're doing a half day. We have citations on Thursday afternoons. So, make sure that we have time to schedule, we could bump it up a little bit by, say, set it at 8:30 and then go to 12:30 so that we get a full half day in, assuming that
if needed.
I think I'm available those days. Are you
okay?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, then, working back from then the first day of the hearing, the 27th of June, when do the city and applicant think they will be able to submit their motions?
Probably not later than a week from tomorrow.
All right, so by the end of this week.
A week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
So the 18th.
Okay. In the city, is that?
That works.
Okay. And a response, Mr. Ersich, May 26th. Slightly more than a week. Response.
Problem is, I have this giant trial starting June 5th. So it'd be tight for me.
Well, you want to do it before the trial.
Yeah.
Particularly with the hearing on the 26th. So.
The hearing on the 20th, of June, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
So the response by May 26th.
Let's see here.
So the dismissal.
Typically, the hearing rules, which obviously I have latitude with, provide for motions that are simply submitted that we don't cover in our pre-hearing conferences, provide for a week response.
Okay.
So I'm giving you 8 days. If you need more time, I need to hear from you now. So,
yeah, it's okay. Let's see what's fine for that.
Okay. Then for reply, Friday the 2nd of June?
That would be fine, yeah.
All right, so that's the 18th. And June 2nd. No discovery. And then for exchange of witness and exhibit lists, do we just want to go a week out from the first date of the hearing, June 27th, and do it on June 20th?
We'd prefer to have the appellants go first and then we respond, depending on what. what, if they're submitting.
Okay, so stagger it.
Mm-hmm.
How about Mr. Urschit's June 16th then, and then the 23rd for the city and the
okay.
applicant?
What were those 2 days again?
Fridays, June 16th and June 23rd.
Okay.
And would that involve physically exchanging the exhibits or just a list of the exhibits?
Typically, when the exhibit lists are provided, the exhibits themselves are also exchanged at the same time. So, again, unless the exhibits are ones that the parties already have, so I don't know to the degree that you're going to have new exhibits to exchange in this or not, based on what you've said so far, but if you have new exhibits that, say, are not simply in the record that everyone's got copies of, those would have to be exchanged on the date that your exhibit and witness lists are due. All right. Looks like you'd have a reasonable chance of having a decision on the motion as well by that time. So I'm not committing to that, but
yeah, no.
Give you that. It's obviously better for the parties if they have a chance to identify what they really need after that motion practice. For issue clarification, I read the notice of appeal. The number of lots is clearly an issue. Is vesting an issue, or was that explanatory for that primary number of lot issue? I couldn't tell if
vesting is an issue because there was a substantial change in the permit application
mm-hmm.
during the process. They had submitted for a townhome building and two separate detached single-family homes, and then there were questions from the city about they needed to use it on a neighbor's property, and then it got completely resubmitted as four separate lots.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I just wasn't sure if...
Four separate detached homes.
Yeah, so there is a dispute over the vesting date and the issue of that.
Can I speak at all? Or no?
You don't have to explain your case now. I'm not hearing the case. I just need to know what the issues are. So, and it sounds like, unless the city and applicant are telling me that they agree with the appellants on that, that is an issue. So that's all I need to know.
I guess I would have a question in terms of clarifying. Is the appellant saying that in their mind, the vesting is based on the date of submittal of the application to build four single-family dwellings, or is the vesting date that they are contesting based on the date that the actual unit lot subdivision was submitted?
Well, before the unit lot subdivision was submitted, there were plans submitted that were changed significantly, the whole plan, to four individual homes detached from a townhome setup. That's a significant change. And the Type 2 application submitted was then for a unit lot subdivision, which is what we're appealing, because we could not appeal the Type 1 decision, the building permit.
Right. But I don't want to argue, but in terms of your contention, which is largely, if not completely, based on vesting, I'm still a little confused on what you contend the appropriate vesting date should be. Should it be based on when the application for to physically build the buildings was, in your view, when that vested, or the date that the proposal to put four lines on the zoning map, to put four lines on the plat map, was submitted?
Well,
I think that's an important question to know how to respond to your appeal.
Yeah, we're going to have merits here. Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
under SMC 2376-05C3, an application for land decision may not be vested in a time at which applicant has substantially revised the permit application or the applicant has changed the intended use and density of the property. It was first submitted in 2015 as a two-unit townhouse development, two single-family residences.
And you're reading from your notice of appeal?
My land use decision appeal, yeah. And then November 19, 2015, David Graves replied with the following requirement that in order to share a driveway with a neighboring property, two neighboring properties may need an access easement agreed to all by all owners of those lots. In lieu of obtaining the recommended access easement, they abandoned the previous plan for three structures and submitted a new entire new set of plans dated 3/21/16. With four single-family residents with parking per plan on May 11th, 2016. And then the unit lot subdivision application was deemed complete in January 2017. So it's between May of 16 is when the plan was finalized and significantly changed, which was about 9 months after the zoning code change on density.
So, Mr. Jacobs, are you just to get to the essence of your question, are you asking what the appellants allege as the date of vesting?
Date
of vesting has to be at that point. Then there was a significant change in the plans of the city. They're completely revised and resubmitted for a complaint. Oh, well, we need the access unit for a neighbor. We're not going to do that. We're doing something completely different. Resubmitted a whole new set of plans.
So what date are you alleging in your notice of appeal?
I believe that the date of the lot subdivision in January 2017.
Okay. And I think, again, the notice of appeal does speak for itself, but I think that we're just looking at clarification of the issues. So I'm not going to put anything about in my pre-hearing order about that.
Yep.
That's helpful for us to be able to proceed. Okay. Is there anything else we need to address today for scheduling? I have and this will come out in pre-hearing order, but for hearing dates, I have June 27. 1 to 5, June 29, 8:30 to 12:30. We have a pre-hearing motion set for May 18, a response due May 26, reply due June 2nd, and then exchange of witness and exhibit lists and exhibits with the appellant due June 16, applicant and city June 23rd. Did I miss anything? Is there anything else?
So we're going to hold both days, the 27th and the 29th?
Yeah, I think we could get done in half a day, but okay. In case we don't, I don't want everyone to have to wait another 2 weeks before you can get on the schedule. So,
The second exhibit date was June 23rd, you said?
Which date?
It was the second exhibit date for the...
Yes, that's the applicant, and the
23rd.
City is yes. June 23rd. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything further?
Nothing from the applicant.